The immediate difference is that Murdoch was largely responsible for writing the first album, whereas this record is mostly the work of our guitarist Noodle.
Only because I was in prison, mate, and I could have written this album standing on my head.
As a body of work, Demon Days is more focused and considered than the first album. Maybe it has a greater gravity to it than the first record, where we were still kind of learning the ropes. It was important not to make the second album referential to our success, or even relative to the first album.
It was also important for us to change our target. Fortunately, the world provided us with enough external stimulus and subject matter not to have to force the issue.
Stylistically, it's richer, denser, darker. It also reflects a little of the mental state that we found ourselves in. I'll speak for myself here, which is why tracks such as Old Green World have elements of disorientation in them.
I've always had elements of disorientation to me, you know. Well, when I can find them.
Again, as the range of our influences is so extensive, it reflects that understanding of so many styles. The hip-hop, the rock, the funk, the bass, right down to the ballad. This is a whole community of instruments at play. Tiny little textures and phrases that work in harmony and complement each other.
Not that outlandish a concept, really.
Last time, it was about creating something new. This time, it's more about proving that what we created and put into motion last time had a lasting value. That our guerrilla sound, sensibility, and insight wasn't a flash in the pan. Here today, gone tomorrow sensation. Any fool can have a hit record.
2D can vouch for that.
You gotta have a real soul and talent to sustain it again and again.
Unfortunately, I'm not the current owner of my soul.
I'm saying we'll see how good we are 7 albums down the line. It's a test of faith. Most great bands and crews tear themselves apart real soon. But the real trick is to tear yourselves apart and then put it back together differently, better. The music has a stricter discipline to it, with an undercurrent of dark optimism. It contains a kind of variety of pagan electro sounds, but the album has a fuller breadth of vision this time around. I mean, it's still heavy on the bass, but less dub, more hip-hop. But it also contains a lot of old England pastoral soul, humanist sonics, if that makes sense.
Not really.
Like someone's taken the first album and coloured it in.
The soul of the recording can avoid being a manifestation of the time, climate and location of the place we were in when it was made. Consequently, the colours are rich, dark and heavy, while the rhythms are clean, strategic and relentless. It has a consciousness to it.
The stuff I used to listen to as a kid, like Public Enemy, had a great combination of information, intelligence and entertainment. Chuck D's conscious message coupled with Flavor Flav's big clock-wearing tomfoolery.
I grew up on stuff like Wire, Magazine, The Clash. Stuff that had great rhythms, great songs and sharp lyrics.
You never grew up, twerp. You're like a 5-year-old trapped inside a blue-haired anorexic girl.
It was the procedure of recording this that became the education. The final outcome is the document, but the journey was the destination.